minute, will you be ready? That is the question the British Admiral asked when the first division of American destroyers reached Great Britain. We are ready now, was the quiet response of the young officer. He expressed the real spirit of our Navy. This was not the language of boasting. It was the prophecy and pledge of our service to those fighting in a common cause. In the trying months that have followed, the readiness and fitness of our men and ships have been tested and established amid perils more insidious and baffling than those ever before confronted by a nation at war. The Navy has sunk submarines, captured officers and men on U-boats, and driven many into hiding. It will not relax its vigilance until the menace of those stilettos of the sea is ended. In 1 week last summer, the Navy made contracts for more destroyers than have been built since the American people established the Navy. It has built and is building other fighting craft as rapidly as the resources of the country admit. In personnel, the Navy has expanded from 75,000 to 300,000 men and officers. So popular is the naval service, the only embarrassment is that men volunteer so rapidly, we have to work overtime to give them adequate housing and proper training. Destroyers were the first to herald our entrance into the war. But the Navy has also commissioned hundreds of other crafts, charged the duty of transporting the soldiers to France. Not one man has been lost. Charged with putting gun crews on merchant ships, it has ensured greater safety to commerce afloat. It was the sacred privilege of the Navy to make the first supreme sacrifice in maintaining the freedom of the seas, to compel the nation to challenge the traditional American doctrine of freedom of the seas. Every man and every ship in the Navy is solemnly pledged. We have just begun to fight, was the first slogan of the Navy of 76. That is the slogan of the Navy of today.